News out of the Boston Bruins today that some found very interesting, alarming, surprising, and that is that Don Sweeney, the general manager, that some people I think wanted to be canned, if we're being quite candid this offseason, got a 2-year extension. I did not react to this very emotionally, Fitzy, Ted Johnson, because when I watched the press conference a couple weeks ago, which we kind of got lost in the shuffle of the draft.
We didn't really get to lean into that too much.
But when you watched that, you basically felt like this guy's here until he wants to leave. Yeah. I don't really care whether he has – I feel like even if he didn't have a contract, he'd still be running the Bruins. Like he's a made man in the eyes of Charlie Jacobs and Cam Neely. So what was – is this a good thing, a bad thing, or does it not really matter that Don Sweeney got a 2-year extension today?
I mean, I think it's how you look at it, Fitzy. I think, you know, 2 years, so it was a 2-year extension, so it's a 3-year deal. You go, they haven't hired a coach yet, right?
No. And some believe maybe they were having trouble.
Okay. In most coaches aren't going to sign, they're not going to come here and sign 2-year deals, right? They're going to sign 3 or 4, maybe even a 5-year deal. The point I'm getting at is you kind of want the general manager's contract situation to line up with the head coaches. To me, it's almost as if it's a 2-year extension, but it's I wouldn't look at it like it's a long-term commitment. And I think it's more to when they bring a coach in, my guess is the coach is going to get a 3-year deal, and it's going to line up exactly like this Don Sweeney deal is. And so it's easier to kind of maybe move on from everybody at that point. I mean, the one thing you kind of look at this, Fitzy, you go, man, it felt like a reboot. They don't want to say, they call it retool.
Yeah.
It looks like a reboot to, I think, most of us, right? And when you see what they did at the trade deadline, firing coaches, trade deadline moves they made. And so if you're going to go a little bit in, why not go all the way in and get rid of the front office? They didn't do that, Fitzy. And so they extended Don Sweeney, which – I'm not surprised when you hear Charlie Jacobs, what he had to say, Jeremy Jacobs at the press conference, basically not understanding why all the hate towards Don Sweeney. So clearly tone deaf, but an ownership that still believes in Don Sweeney.
Yeah, and we never even really, because of all the other news that has broken over the last couple weeks, got into what a debacle that press conference was a few weeks back as well. None of us can pretend to be surprised by this. The Jacobs family loves Don Sweeney. I think that they see the work he's done clearly in a different light than the rest of us. And the fans are beyond unhappy with it. What was that text Dan Ball sent to our group thread? 227 comments in the first 4 minutes.
Let me, Fitzy, you just said something. I don't mean to interrupt you, Fitzy, but please. Let me ask you if you agree with this. And everyone, I want to chime in. Do you think the Jacobs, they love Don Sweeney, or do they love Cam Neely, who loves Don Sweeney?
That's kind of my perception, and I'm not close to the Bruins. I've always thought it was
Neely loves Cam Sweeney, and I think Cam loves Sweeney.
Yeah, and Fitzy, you said something like they don't see it the same way we do. I think the statement issued by the Bruins, which included a quote from Cam Neely, sort of said that. Don has navigated or created? Can I use a red pen? Because I would say,
well, I need to do the rest.
Don has created or navigated a disappointing period for our club with conviction, purpose, and a clear vision toward the future of the Boston Bruins.
Did he navigate it?
It's like navigate means somebody threw it at him, and he did his best to bounce around and cut through.
Cam did say that when talking about Don Sweeney, as if he was thrust into a general manager job, even though he was assistant GM before he was hired as the GM.
Yeah.
And so it makes it sound like he was thrusted into something he didn't know what he was getting into, which is ridiculous in my opinion.
So did he navigate the Swayman situation or create it? Did he navigate the Montgomery situation or create it? Like, no one's throwing him curveballs. That's the job of a general manager, right? You're going to have to negotiate contracts, and players are going to want to get paid, and this coach and that. Like, does the coach deserve an extension? I don't think he did a good job with that. He didn't navigate it well. He created it and then almost sunk in the middle of what he created. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with you, what you said, Fitzy. They don't see it the way the outside world sees it. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of weird. And Ted, that point of adding 2 years to his lame duck year gives it 3 years, so that if a new coach comes in, he gets a 3-year deal. So that's what everybody that interviews for the head coach of the Bruins job should get. And I almost see it as like a 2-year deal for Sweeney, because he'll get this year and next year. And if it's an abject disaster, however the coach is doing, I think they'd be willing to let him go. No one gets an extra year added on to their lame duck year as a GM, coach, president of hockey, basketball, baseball operations. So naturally, it was going to be a 2-year deal. So there's your runway, another one of our favorite words to use in 2025 in sports. They have a 2-year runway to get things turned around. Otherwise, see ya.
Yeah, Dan Ball.
Dan, what do you think on what's your take on this signing here, Dan?
Two parts on it. The last part first, I think this is absolutely Cam Neely's ship. I think Charlie Jacobs believes as long as they're making money that Neely is going to be able to lead this thing the right way, because in that press conference you talked about a few weeks ago, the question about Sweeney's future was also answered by Cam Neely in a very same vein where, you know, we're going to go through the negotiations and Don's done a good job. And so I think Sweeney is the one that's executing Neely's vision for the roster. And a lot of their bad draft picks match a Cam Neely player, hard-nosed, big, you know, fights in the corners, bottom six center, bottom six winger, not necessarily skilled player. So I think Neely is the architect behind this entire thing, and Sweeney's just the one that actually signs the contracts.
And Dan, what about those that are tying this directly to the coaching search? I believe the reports are Sullivan they were in on, turn them down. Tockett they were in on, turn them down. Oof. Correct me if there are more list.
Here's what I worry about with Sweeney. Why I don't like this contract or this continuation at all. There is a report out there that says that Rick Tockett did not pursue the Bruins opening because he was uncertain about Don Sweeney's future. So if that narrative is out there at all, that's why you're kind of left over with the scraps right now in the coaching search. So I think all the decisions that have been to try to run this thing back are not the right
the
way to
same.
Go.
Go see us. Go.
Are they a package deal, Neely and Sweeney?
Oh, absolutely.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
It feels that way.
I do not think so.
Oh, you think Cam is going to cut ties with Don?
I think Cam absolutely has the ability to cut ties with Don and continue in his place. That's just my own personal opinion. I think he's that tight with the Jacobs based on the way he answers questions.
But do you think that Cam influences the Jacobs in how in signing him to Sweeney to extensions? I feel like Cam is, even though I think he's got more power than Don, but I also feel like he wants Don there forever. As long as he's there, Don Sweeney's there.
Yeah, I agree. But I think if it came down to, well, you both are gone, Cam would say, well, no, this is Don that's putting this roster together. I'll fire him like I did to Peter Chiarelli, and I'll bring in another guy who will do this based on my vision for the team. I think it's my own personal belief he has that kind of autonomy.
This has turned into a Jaguars, Trent Baalke situation.
Oh, yeah.
Where nobody wants to, no head coach wants to go there because the general manager's doesn't know what he's doing, and no coach wants to be the next guy fired there, right?
The power structure, the hierarchy, the comments, the perception of the Bruins from Jeremy Jacobs down to Jacobs down to Cam Neely down to Don Sweeney, I think is very much being analyzed and questioned from candidates, from people in the hockey world, from fans, everybody else.
It's crazy. Who turns down the Bruins job?
Who wants the Bruins job?
I know, but you know
there's
what I'm saying?
There's a lot of issues.
I know, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, you think of the Bruins, original six. Big bad Bruins and all of those things. Well, they got PR to get done to rehab their image, their logo. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to get back to the Red Sox. We're going to let Ted weigh in, not only on Ramon Vasquez and that big win last night, but the reason Ramon Vasquez was managing the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora took a day off for a family matter. We'll get Ted's thoughts on that. And that'll lead us into odds and ends. Reminder, it's one of those early days for the Red Sox. So the MassMutual pregame show, 5:45, coming into the final hour, WEEI Afternoons.